Now more with Frank Gaffney.
Welcome back. It's great to have with us every week, and particularly today, our friend Gordon Chang, one of the country's preeminent authorities on matters involving Asia and its relevance to our security and economic well-being, among other things. Gordon, of course, is the author of two best-selling books, one, The Coming Collapse of China, and another, particularly relevant to our topics today, Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. Gordon, it's always good to have you with us. Welcome back.
Thank you so much, Frank.
Well, let's start with the topic of North Korea taking on the world. There are, of course, it seems with each passing day, still more direct threats to the United States, talking about sinking it in ashes and attacks on our aircraft carrier, the USS Carl Vinson, presumably out in those waters. Gordon, give us your current reading on what's going on with North Korea. Is this more of its bravado, or do you sense that things actually are taking a more dangerous turn?
At this particular moment, there seems to be diplomatic activity among the United States, Japan, South Korea, and China. There was the phone call between President Trump, Xi Jinping, and Shinzo Abe. That's important because it shows that the United States is trying to solve this diplomatically. But of course, the North Koreans get a vote on this. April 25th is an important date because that's the anniversary of the founding of the Korean People's Army. And many people speculate that that's the day that the North Koreans will pick for their sixth nuclear test. Of course, the North Koreans have buried a device in their testing site in northeastern North Korea. They've got the sealed tunnel. They've completed all the initial preparations. There's even some talk of renewed activity there. So the next hours are going to be important for us. But at this point, the United States is trying to work out a diplomatic solution.
Gordon, there have been reports that in addition to the diplomatic conversations, there seem to have been at least one in which the Chinese leader sort of threatened in a fashion President Trump, to the extent that at the very least he said there can be no action taken against North Korea without the approval of the UN Security Council. China being a veto-wielding member of that body, of course, ensures that as long as it's going to continue protecting the North Koreans, there will be no action out of the Security Council. Do you read that as a worsening of the relationship with the United States and a diminishing of this idea that the Chinese will somehow pull our chestnuts out of the fire with respect to North Korea?
Well, that position on the part of China is consistent. They've always taken the view that the United States is not permitted to use force without the approval of the Security Council. Although there is this talk from President Trump has been more cooperative, had been helpful to the U.S., China's been duplicitous. So, for instance, President Trump and most everyone else has cited the February 18th China's ban on the purchase of North Korean coal through the end of 2017. But in February, March, and in this month, there have been reports of North Korean vessels in Chinese ports unloading coal. Those reports are derived from satellite imagery. And indeed, there seem to be a couple North Korean vessels in Chinese ports just the last 3 or 4 days. So this is a real indication that Beijing has not changed its posture to help the North Koreans. This goes back, of course, to October of 1950, when the Chinese intervened on North Korea's side during the Korean War. So we have seen a consistent position on the part of Beijing to help bid North Korean proxy.
Gordon, let me ask you about one other thing. There have been reports that the Chinese have been massing troops on the North Korean border. I gather that the explanation is they want to deal with the possibility of any intensified refugee flows. But could there be another explanation? And what do you think it portends?
Yes, there certainly could be another explanation, and that is the Chinese are massing troops to support the North Koreans. That report comes from South Korean sources. It's a little bit difficult to believe, Frank, because I don't think the Chinese at this point have done that. That's a large number of troops for the Chinese to put on one short border for them. But it is true. The U.S. has noticed increased maintenance of China's bombers in that area, and that is a prelude, of course, to a higher state of readiness. And so that is true. Whether they've got 150,000 troops on the border is another thing. Frank, this also comes at a time when there are reports that Russia has since denied of its moving troops to its 17-mile border with North Korea. And, of course, we're moving the Carl Vinson Strike Group into the Sea of Japan. We are also on high alert in South Korea, largely because we're wrapping up traditional exercises. So at this point, there does seem to be an increased level of readiness among the three countries involved. And so that is one of the preconditions to a war. All you need is a fair amount of, even just a little bit of miscalculation, and you can have history's next war.
That's what always worries me as much as anything, is the miscalculations. Gordon, two other things before we leave North Korea very quickly. One is, as you mentioned, the USS Carl Vinson battle group is somewhere out in those waters. What do you make? You follow these things pretty closely. What do you make of the fact that we were told it was headed towards North Korea a week, 10 days ago, and in fact was headed the other way? Are any of the explanations for that seeming misdirection convincing to you?
Well, when the announcement was first made that the strike group was going back into the Sea of Japan, I think the Defense Department and Pacific Command said 2 weeks, which is an extraordinarily long time to get from Singapore into the Sea of Japan. So I think that they had contemplated going south first, but they didn't want to tell everybody. It's my guess. But this was extremely poor messaging on the part of Pacific Command. It led the door to this narrative, a false narrative, that they had lost the carrier group. The messaging clearly was incompetent, let's say. And so I think that although the stories were incorrect because they didn't note that, first of all, we did say it would take 2 weeks, nonetheless, this is when you announce where a carrier group is going, you should announce all the interim stops because they open the door to really the ridicule of the United States.
Yeah, and diminishing in the eyes of the people that we're trying to deter, for sure. Gordon, second and lastly on North Korea, apparently it has seized yet another American. I, for the life of me, can't figure out why any Americans are still in North Korea, but what's the latest on that? And again, what's the upshot? Is this just tossing hostage-taking for the purposes of future negotiations or something more?
Yeah, I think that this is hostage-taking because the North Koreans at this point think that they could use a bargaining chip at a critical time. They know what they're going to do. They drive events. And so it seems to me that this is a sign that things are going to get worse in the general sense between the United States and North Korea. Yes, Americans should not be in North Korea, and we should start thinking about a prohibition on Americans, at least tourists going to North Korea.
Let me ask you finally, very quickly, Gordon, you've written about this in your contribution to Forbes. There does seem to be a message to the Iranians being sent that some of the attention that the administration has been applying lately to North Korea is headed their way. Very quickly, tell us about that.
An Iranian dissident group, the NCRI, has outed another facility inside Iran, in Parchin, no less, their infamous military base just south of Tehran. This seems to be a place where the Iranians are testing explosives to trigger nuclear devices. The International Atomic Energy Agency and the United States needs to put a renewed focus on what's going on inside. And if it means that the nuclear deal with Iran falls apart, so be it. So it's important for us to get to the bottom of this. The Obama administration, in order to keep that deal together, did not really investigate what was going on inside either Iran or the Iranians in North Korea. This needs to be a renewed focus for us, of course.
Amen. Gordon Chang, thank you for the focus that you bring to all of these issues with us each week. I appreciate that work as well as that you do at The Daily Beast, Forbes.com, the World Affairs Journal, and so much else. Keep up that good work, my friend, and do come back to us soon. Next up, we'll talk with Michael Rowan about the latest developments in Venezuela and much more straight ahead.
Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.